COJ225, this is your podcast week number 4 of the summer. We move on to homicide, assault, and battery. I've asked that you read the document that I provided under course resources, and also ask that you open and read the statutes. If you haven't done that, go back and do that and then come and listen to this podcast. Illinois' homicide statute breaks killing another human being into 5 different offenses under 720 ILCS 5/9. First degree murder is at the top of the list, and first degree murder, the essence of first degree murder is it's an intentional killing or knowingly performing an act that leads to death, even if death was not completely intended. The second one listed is felony murder. A felony murder is a death that occurs during the commission of a felony offense, and it's referred to as felony murder in Illinois. So that would be an example of someone, I remember a case several years ago at a gas station convenience store at the entrance to Glen Oak Park near the zoo at the corner of Prospect, and I believe that's McClure in Peoria. And these two younger kids, I call them kids, but they were 18, 19, 20 years old, went in to rob the place with handguns. And then their claim was that the handgun went off accidentally. They didn't intend to kill the person working at that gas station. Well, they did in fact kill them, the person. So they went in to rob the place, and it was that in fact first degree murder. But I think that for one of those individuals, if I remember correctly, they're charged with felony murder, the one that didn't pull the trigger. They did intend to commit a felony, and as part of that act, someone died, and that's felony murder. Second degree murder is not a lesser included offense of first degree murder. It's a lesser mitigated offense than first degree murder. There's mitigating circumstances. A conviction of second degree murder lessens or mitigates the sentence after a person has been found guilty of first-degree murder. It's not an acquittal of first-degree murder, but rather second-degree murder is an acknowledgement that a person may have acted under certain circumstances that society is not prepared to excuse as a complete defense, but does allow for a lesser sentence. The next one is involuntary manslaughter. In Illinois, involuntary manslaughter is an unintentional killing. It results when a person acts recklessly such that their conduct leads to the death of another individual. The difference between involuntary manslaughter and first-degree murder is the mental state that accompanies the act that causes death. First-degree murder requires an intentional or knowing act that creates a strong probability of death or great bodily harm. Involuntary manslaughter requires reckless conduct that is likely to cause death or great bodily harm. So no intent or knowing act, but just being super stupid, reckless. And we've all probably been reckless at some point in our life. And eventually you try to avoid being reckless, but you can think of many circumstances where that might apply. Reckless homicide in Illinois is the fifth category, and it's involuntary manslaughter. Essentially, involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide is death caused by use of a motor vehicle. And that is often the case when we have a DUI and somebody dies, somebody's under the influence, and they are driving a vehicle and they get in a wreck that results in the death of another person. And we have examples of those that come up a bit too often, I guess. In Illinois, first-degree murder has its own special classification. It's a Class M felony, and it's normally punishable between 20 to 60 years. However, special enhancements may also apply. Remember, Illinois is not a death penalty state, but life in prison is a sentencing option. Always be sure to read the entire statutes, including the aggravating and mitigating factors that you should be familiar with by now, and how each applies to sentencing or penalty options for any of our crimes, but especially homicide. As I may have mentioned, if I hadn't in this class, you may have heard me mention before, but one point in my life, Illinois did have the death penalty, and I worked for the Illinois Attorney General's office in the division that took those cases on behalf of the state all the way through the U.S. Supreme Court when necessary. Let's move over to assault and battery. And what's the difference between assault and battery? In Illinois, assault and battery are two completely different crimes. There's no single crime known as assault and battery. The difference between assault and battery, or assault versus battery, when it comes to assault versus battery, the difference is that the assault occurs when a person is threatened or put in fear of getting hit illegally. A battery is when physical contact with a person actually happens. And we've taken a look at this, right, early on. The two offenses are related, but they don't necessarily have to occur together. A lot of times, there is evidence of the elements of assault that occur as time goes on before the actual battery occurs, but that's not always the case. The Illinois criminal charge of battery is listed under 720 ILCS 5/12-3. Says a person commits battery if he or she knowingly, without legal justification by any means, causes bodily harm to an individual or makes physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with an individual. So that sort of takes us back to that whole spitting example. Does that create bodily harm necessarily? No, but is it insulting or provoking? Absolutely. A battery is when one causes harm, usually by making contact or contact that's insulting or provoking, like a slap across the face. The essence of a battery is some kind of unwanted physical contact. The Illinois criminal charge for assault comes to us under 720 ILCS 5/12-1, and it says a person commits assault when, without lawful authority, he or she knowingly engages in conduct which places another in reasonable apprehension of receiving a battery. Now, what's reasonable apprehension? It means that you have fear or you have a sense that you may, not that you will, not that you did, but you may be subject to receiving a battery. And you know how that feels. You have that apprehension. You know what apprehension feels like. It has to be reasonable apprehension. It has to be, when we say reasonable apprehension, it can't be something that some super sensitive person may think might happen. There has to be facts that indicate for a reasonable person, that reasonable person may have felt apprehension or anxiety towards or about receiving a battery. Doesn't require that actual contact be made. The essence of assault is being put in fear of getting hit or in a harmful way, having something happen, something that's a battery may occur, having the fear of that. Battery is a Class A misdemeanor. Simple battery in Illinois is a Class A misdemeanor. However, aggravated forms of battery also exist in the code, and battery can be aggravated based on the status of the victim, the place, location, the offense, and all those factors that you've read in the statute. Assault's a Class C misdemeanor, and simple assault, again, has those aggravated factors that can then elevate assault from a Class C misdemeanor on up the chain. That's homicide and assault and battery. We're going to move after this week into, and again, this is week four, so we're halfway through, right? Keep up your energy and keep up your focus and keep knocking things out at a good pace. As we move into week five, we're going to move to sexual assault, false imprisonment, and kidnapping. And what the heck else are we going to throw in there? Oh, yeah, burglary and arson. All right, burglary and arson. So we'll get those together for week five as we head on the downhill slide of the course. As I said, keep your energy up, keep your focus up. I know this is coming at you pretty quick, especially considering that, you know, we take 1 week for, say, homicide in the spring or fall semester, and then we take another for assault and battery, and etc. So coming at you quick, but you knew that when you came in. I appreciate your efforts. If you need me, you know where to find me.